Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour, Jalen Smith, linebacker, Dallas Cowboys. They've got a big, stiff test coming up against the Los Angeles Rams coming up on Saturday night. And Jalen Smith will discuss the focus it'll take for the Cowboys to slow down the Rams. And Jalen says that he has learned focus and discipline from his days working at Burger King at BK. He also has unveiled his go-to order. We will have the roundtable discussion grading out whether Jalen Smith's go-to BK order is an acceptable one around here.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Let's talk about Kyler Murray here. Because Kyler Murray has a decision to make. Does he enter April's NFL draft? The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting he is expected to declare for the NFL draft on Sunday. Now remember, Kyler Murray, the Heisman Trophy winner, Oklahoma Sooners quarterback, has been drafted by the Oakland A's. He was drafted 9th overall in baseball's draft back in June. They gave him a $4.6 million deal. If he decides to play football, he has to give back the $5 million. So, the first question is, where would Kyler Murray be drafted? We know that this is a very weak draft when it comes to quarterbacks. In a quarterback desperate league, a quarterback needy league, we know that any quarterback worth anything is going to be fought over, obviously, in this upcoming draft. So, what do you do if you're Kyler Murray? I think this is interesting because Kyler Murray, under usual circumstances, probably does not end up as a first-round draft pick. And if you're not a first-round draft pick in the NFL, it's questionable what kind of money or deal you would get. But if you are a first-round draft pick, it's not quite like the NBA where first-rounders are guaranteed, second-rounders aren't, but money is slotted, obviously. And you're talking about money here because he's got options. In this draft, whereas you're looking at draft picks for the New York Giants. You're looking at quarterbacks for the Giants.
Yeah, been doing that since week four.
Who is your number one sought-after quarterback?
It would have been Justin Herbert had he not come out. It is now Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, so by most mock drafts, Nick Bosa could be the number one pick in the draft, pass rusher from Ohio State. Got some injury issues because he sat out the second half of the season, but in terms of pure talent and something that you kind of feel would be a slam dunk, Joey's obviously been great in the NFL. People saying Nick Bosa could be number one. This is an NFL draft that is chock full of defensive linemen. Interior defensive linemen and edge rushers. You are going to get gobs of them in the first round. I would say that out of the top 20 picks, you might have 12 that are on the defensive line alone. Just interior and edge rushers. A lot of those. But quarterback. Dwayne Haskins, Ohio State, probably the first quarterback taken. Probably. After Dwayne Haskins, who could go in the top 5, perhaps, or the top 6. Giants drafted number 6. Dane Brugler, now writing for The Athletic, says that Duke's Daniel Jones could be the next quarterback taken. He's got him going number 7 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mraz, you like Daniel Jones?
I'd be honest with you, I have to watch more of Daniel Jones, but a lot of people, ironically, compare him to when Eli Manning came out. That while Eli Manning might have been the slam dunk one, he has a lot of the Eli Manning attributes. Straight confidence, great arm, you know, face doesn't shine the way of confidence, but that Daniel Jones is getting a lot of Eli Manning comps.
And David Cutcliffe being a connector there. Cutcliffe yes. coaching Eli Manning in college as his offensive coordinator, I believe, and now is the head coach at Duke where Daniel Jones is.
Correct.
The next quarterback Brugler has taken is Missouri's Drew Locke at number 10 to the Broncos. Drew Locke, to me, feels a lot like Josh Allen did last year. He's got size. He's got arm strength, but very raw. Very unknown about whether you can polish him up fully to become an effective quarterback in the NFL. But he looks the part, and he throws a nice ball, and so people really love him. So Drew Locke, he would have going in the top 10. That's 3 quarterbacks in the top 10 from Brugler. And we have not gotten to Kyler Murray yet. He says Kyler Murray would potentially be the 4th quarterback taken off the board. And he's got Kyler going to Washington at number 15 in his mock. Now, if Kyler Murray is the 4th quarterback taken, and that ends up happening at number 15 in the draft, that's a lot of money. You know, it's not the first pick. It's not a top 5 pick. But if he's a top 15 pick in the NFL draft, that's a lot of money. Josh Allen, I believe, was the 4th quarterback taken last year. Josh Allen went 7 overall. So maybe the 3rd quarterback taken last year?
Was Baker, Darnold. Yeah, I guess it was Josh Allen because Rosen went later and Lamar Jackson went 5th. You're right, he was the 3rd.
Josh Allen got $21 million last year for being drafted number 7 and the 3rd quarterback taken. So that's higher than number 15. But maybe, Mraz, check this out. See who was pick number 15 last year and see what their rookie contract was. My point on this is people say, well, you're kicking away the money of baseball. It's the money of baseball. You've got the money coming in baseball. But for Kyler Murray right now, the money that he's got from the Oakland Athletics is not nearly the same guarantee he would get by playing football. We know that Kyler Murray will probably be a first-round draft pick, whether it's 15, whether it's 18, whether it's 25. I would imagine Kyler is coming out of the Heisman, coming out of that crazy season that he had last year. People started kind of drooling all over him. I think he would be a first-round draft pick. I don't like him in the NFL. I think I've seen a lot of comps to Russell Wilson. I don't think that's necessarily a fair comp. I think Russell Wilson's a much better passer. I think Kyler Murray is perfect for that offense, but he's really short. And I don't like him translating to the next level. But now, because of Baker Mayfield, Big 12 quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, the Big 12 stigma's not there. The Oklahoma stigma's not there at quarterback. What would the 15th pick in the draft money-wise?
It was 13.6 mil it was slotted in. It was Colton Miller, offensive lineman for the Raiders.
So if Kyler Murray goes number 15 this year and he gets to choose between $13 million and $4.6 million, suddenly the money's better in the NFL. Here's the bit. Here's the advantage of going to baseball, that your long-term earnings will more than likely be, if you end up being a very good player, if you're an all-star in baseball, your long-term earnings are probably going to be a lot higher than football. If you end up having a 15-year career in baseball, all of that money is guaranteed, and you're probably a $20 million a year guy, even if you're not the best guy for 5, 6, 7 of those seasons. And you're never suffering head injuries, concussions, and being banged around constantly on Sundays by 300-pound guys. If you go to football, though, you get your money faster. You'll get that money in April for $13 million on a rookie contract, and a lot of that will be front-loaded with a signing bonus rookie guarantee. So would you rather take the long term here and say, well, long term, if I make $20 million a year as, you know, the 10th best outfielder in baseball, and I don't have to deal with concussions and broken bones and separated shoulders, I'm in? Or do you say, yeah, but I can make the money now in football. I can make $13 million now because I might not make it to the bigs. There's no guarantee that Kyler Murray makes it to the big leagues. And also, he's playing the position that you can get paid in best in the NFL. So I bring this up because I hear a lot of conversations about, well, the money in baseball is better. If Kyler Murray is a star quarterback in the NFL, he's making a ton of cash. He risks his health. Some of it's not guaranteed. But he makes a lot of money. I mean, look what Matt Ryan's making. Look at what Jimmy Garoppolo just signed for. These guys are not Tom Brady. They're not Drew Brees. And they're making $100 million contracts. I mean, hell, Kirk Cousins getting $84 million guaranteed. 84, and he's Kirk Cousins. So I think that it's disingenuous to talk about Kyler Murray's decision based on all of the money he'll make in baseball. He'll make more in football quicker. And a quarterback that's even semi-decent makes a lot of cash. A lot of cash. I think Kyler Murray is going to end up playing football, and I'll tell you why. This year, Murray saw what it was like to be a star quarterback. There's something to it. It's a lot different than riding the bus in the minor leagues, eating Hardee's on a Tuesday night. It's a lot different. He got to be paid attention to in a football zone, which baseball is just not the same. Let's face it. Quarterback for Oklahoma, winning the Heisman, playing in the college football playoff, being a first-round draft pick of the NFL, is way different than taking a bus to Montgomery to play the catfish, the Mudcats. It's way different, you know? And I think while the long-term play, if you are confident in being a star in baseball, is safer, gentler, guaranteed money, the pizzazz and the star making and the endorsements and the being the leader on the field and the guy, if you're going to be a first round draft pick, you're going to get a chance to start and be the guy, is going to be too tantalizing for Kyler Murray to pass up. And there's plenty of money there as well. I think he's going to declare for the draft on Sunday. He's going to go full speed ahead in football. And unless he totally busts in football, where I guess he could end up going back to baseball like Tim Tebow did in his mid-20s, although Tebow was in his late-20s, I think Kyler Murray's choosing football. When we come back here on the show, how do we grade out Jalen Smith's BK order? Cowboys linebacker. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
A no sweat pants at work zone.
Would you get off of Rich Ackerman? Keep Andrew Bogish's name out your mouth, Bradley.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Got that right, Jim. Thanks for having our backs. The Jim Rome Show will follow us coming up here in 40 minutes on CBS Sports Radio. We appreciate you being with us. Brand new episode of Nomad is available, my digital travel series. I took in a beautiful fall day, football day up at West Point and watched the cadets and the West Point crowd and community come forward for an Army football game. And if you've never been to Mikey Stadium on a fall Saturday, I highly encourage you to put that on the bucket list. It is one of the coolest sporting experiences I've ever been to. It's an intimate stadium. It's less than 40,000 people. It's on the banks of the Hudson. And there is just so much history, and it is so cool. It is kind of everything that college football is and was. You think about the history of Army, three national championship teams of the 40s, multiple Heisman Trophy winners, so many great teams back in the day, and now finally Army football is back. Coach Munkin has them 10-win season this year, ranked again, bowl victories, beating Navy multiple times in a row. It was some low lows for Army football for a long time, but Munkin has really done wonders there. And I actually took a cruise up the Hudson. There is football cruises that leave from Manhattan. And it's just a multi-tiered big boat. And on the inside, you know, there's some snacks and food and there's a bar. And on the top deck, you can just sit outside and look at the scenery. And for those that don't know, the Hudson River is just gorgeous. It goes straight up New York. And it obviously dumps out into the Hudson, into the harbor here in New York City. So you can take a boat. There's tours that go up and dock on the Hudson on the river and then take you to the stadium, which is just over the hill. And it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So if you check out this week's episode of Nomad, I think you're really going to enjoy just looking at the landscape and the mountains and the cliffs and the foliage of a trip up the Hudson on the water, going underneath the bridges, the Tappan Zee, the Bear Mountain Bridge, and then going to beautiful Mikey Stadium where it feels like it's 1965, which I love. You know me. I love that. And you have the river and the foliage of the mountains, and some of the shots are just, I lived it. I watched it. And when I went back and edited it, I was still like, wow, this is really cool. So that's this week's episode of Nomad, available on YouTube. I will tweet that out and post it on Facebook as well, so you find it on the social media channels and behind the scenes on Instagram also, so you can check this thing out. Brand new episode of Nomad available today. Dallas Cowboys have a stiff test ahead of them, taking on the Los Angeles Rams. And let's face it, we thought that midway through the season, the Rams and the Saints were on a collision course for the NFC Championship game and that nobody really could chase them down based on their offenses. But things have changed. Neither the Rams nor the Saints were all that dominant in the final couple of weeks of the season. And I think for the Rams, the way that they were beat a couple of times late in the season, the way that the Saints kind of limped to the finish line as well, have people believing that perhaps they are vulnerable in this game, in these games, the divisional round. I like both home teams. I know that the Rams were smacked in the mouth by the Bears. I know that the Rams lost that game to the Eagles and Nick Foles, kind of the first of turn of the corner for Philadelphia. But in my mind, the Rams should not be graded out this year on that bad loss to the Bears on national TV where everybody suddenly said, oh my God, the Emperor has no clothes. This team's not as good as we thought. I know they lost to the Superdome to the Saints. And I know that the Saints made more plays down the stretch and they dug themselves a big hole, but I still think the Rams are a championship caliber team. We know how good their offense can be. We know how good Aaron Donald is. Donald is one of the most defensive, dominant players in recent football history. He's the new J.J. Watt. He's the new Reggie White, where you can try to block him, double block him, double team him on the defensive line, but it just doesn't work. He does everything, and he helps set up the rest of the defense. They've got good corners. They've got a good secondary. They've got a good front line. The Rams can be very balanced. They've got a great running back in Todd Gurley. The Rams are a devastating array of weapons, and I think the Rams are going to easily dispatch of the Cowboys in this game. I think Jerry Jones will be eating his words. Remember earlier in the season when Jerry compared the Cowboys to the Rams and said, I see a lot of similarities? I think that Sean McVay is going to use that and shove that newspaper right back into Jerry Jones' face. Zeke, that defense, Dak making plays, was great last week. I think that ends this weekend. I hope it's a close game. I don't think it will be. I think the Rams end up winning this game by 2 scores. The challenge is real, man. The challenge is real for a very good Cowboys defense. And I picked them to win last week, but I think it ends this week for them. But that Cowboys defense has their toughest test of the season. And I know that the Cowboys smacked around the Saints, But again, this is a week where the Rams had the bye, and I think Sean McVay is smarting as well after last season losing his first playoff game. Remember, the Golden Boy has not won a postseason game yet. I don't think he goes 0-2. So the Cowboys defense is going to have its work cut out for it on Saturday night. And one of those guys that's going to have his head on a swivel is linebacker Jalen Smith. And Jalen has clearly kind of rebounded after the injury and played well for the Cowboys, one of the more important pieces of the defense. And he has talked about how important it is to really hunker down this week because of all the variations that there is in the Rams offense. And he said one of the things that has helped ground him is his job in high school. That in high school, before he went to Notre Dame, he, his senior year, who was the number five recruit in his class, overall, nationally, number five recruit, signed up for a job at Burger King. Well, this is clearly DA show material. All right, let's start off here, Mraz, with his reasoning behind it. He says, I got a full ride to Notre Dame, but you can't really work when you're at the collegiate level, so I wanted to experience it. Growing up, going to different fast food restaurants, looking over the counter, waiting for my food and seeing how hectic it was, I wanted to put myself in their shoes and understand. Do we believe that a high school senior said, I want to experience being a fast food employee, and that's why I'm doing this?
No, as somebody who was that high school employee once, no, he didn't. He wanted money in his pocket, and that's all it came down to.
I mean, could you imagine being an 18-year-old and saying, I really want to experience what it's like to be hectic back there in a fast food restaurant?
Nobody wants to experience that. Get lost.
He needs some spending cash.
That's all it is.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, just say that. I needed to find a way to make some cash for me before I headed to Notre Dame. Don't have to say I wanted this experience. Take a hike. Come on.
It's really kind of ridiculous to say, well, I wouldn't be able to work in college, so I wanted the experience of doing the labor of America. And so I decided I wanted to see what it was like to sling hamburgers.
Nobody says that. Sounds all nice now.
Why would you even paint it that way? Jalen Smith also said he worked the drive-thru and he wanted to manage the drive-thru there because, quote, one of my passions and gifts is putting smiles on people's faces. I was able to do that. Do you think that Jalen Smith wanted to be the manager of the drive-thru to make people's day better?
No.
It's just you don't have to cook the burgers back there. You actually just get to take orders.
And you get to put on the headset. You have a little fun. I'm just going to keep handing the order. It's less, stress. You're not getting French fry oil in your face growing pimples. Come on. These made-up fakakta stories.
Yeah, I'm not buying most of this from Jalen Smith.
I'm not either. Sounds nice now.
Now, do you trust his order? Do you trust his favorite order at BK?
Well, what's his favorite order? Did you read that yet?
Yes. I'm asking you after what you now know about Jalen Smith.
No, you can't trust him because everything he said has sounded like a farce.
Okay, so he says that he's on the diet now because it's in season, so he can't eat what he wants. But he says after the season, whenever that is, he's going to go back there. His go-to BK meal was the chicken crisp or double Whopper. How do you feel?
All right. I happen to like the chicken crisp at Burger King. Now, it's a difference. Burger King, outside of Chick-fil-A, is the only restaurant in America that offers you multiple ways to have a crispy chicken sandwich. They have the standard original long chicken sandwich, and they have the tender crisp, which is what he's talking about. The tender crisp is so always such a juicy chicken fillet.
Really?
It really is, and the bun is perfect. It's a nice Kaiser, and they do a good job with it. But I think when a lot of people order a chicken sandwich at Burger King, they go, oh, I got to have the classic original. And the tender crisp, I think, often gets overlooked. So that's a veteran move by him. He's not afraid to be new school as opposed to old school. The double Whopper, though, be more creative, dude. If you worked at Burger King, like when I worked at Subway, you're ordering off-menu stuff. Like, he can make a tender crisp Whopper, put a chicken patty on a burger patty, and you know that kind of stuff, and somebody will make it. I used to do all crazy stuff at Subway, so don't give me a traditional standard order. I want to know what you did. I want to know the dirt, Jalen.
Jalen Smith also says the double Whopper would be cheese, no tomatoes, extra pickles. You're not a pickle eater.
I'm not a pickle eater. I do like tomatoes and cheese, so I don't like the order, but again, I respect that people like pickles. I just don't. I would flip that, go with the tomatoes, just no pickles. You don't need that much pickle, is too much. You find yourself in a pickle.
He also says he's a fries guy. Who's not a fries guy?
Everybody's a fries guy.
There's never been not a fries guy.
No, you have to be a fries guy.
He also says at one point he was a tater tots guy.
Go Rams. Nobody's ever a tater tater tots. We've done this.
Tots can be delicious.
But they're the trash of the fries. If you could have a nice, you know, crispy, salty Burger King French fry, dip it in that ketchup, why on earth would you ever go, I want a tater tot instead? No, you wouldn't say that. This is why Leighton Vander Esch is the better linebacker on that team. You think Leighton Vander Esch grew up in Idaho. He ain't ordering tots. No way. Get lost, Jalen Smith. Get lost. Tots.
So overall, we're crushing Jalen Smith's order, except you like the chicken crisp.
Well, yeah, because, again, chicken crisp is a little living dangerously for, like, the people who are really old school.
Uh-huh.
Ordering a chicken crisp is like watching Red Zone instead of watching a game on a Sunday. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, you want to watch the full 60 minutes? Well, no. I have no problem sitting there and just watching Red Zone.
Okay. Based on this, do we think that Jalen Smith will have a big game or not so big game? He insists that his experience working at the BK drive-thru prepared him for hunkering down and studying film and being, you know, grounded and work ethic driven. Do we believe that?
Here's what I will tell you. He made a point of saying, what, he can't eat any of this in season?
Yeah.
The fact that this is already on his mind and that's what he's thinking of, let down. He's having Burger King on Monday.
Based on this order, Pete, can we infer anything about Cowboys and Rams?
Not entirely, but about him, I feel like he has a good mindset. I feel like he has it already set up. He has a process, has a system, has a whole way of going about things. And I think it'll help his game.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll affect the entire Cowboys team
so
overall.
So you like that he has a plan and he's prepared.
Yeah, he's thinking ahead, thinking differently, as they would say. And it's a different mindset. And I think that helps sometimes in football. You need that different type of approach.
Okay. All right. Bogus, Jalen Smith, does this give you more or less optimism for the Cowboys' chances on Sunday?
I mean,
Saturday.
Neither. I'm just stuck on the no tomatoes thing. I love tomatoes. Disappointed in that. And I love tater tots, too. So Sean and I are never going to see eye to eye on this.
Well, Whoppers are generally huge, sloppy sandwiches. And if you take the tomatoes out, it makes it a little less juicy, a little less sloppy. That might help in keeping the bun together because it can get really wet and break apart.
Extra pickles, good call. No tomatoes negates that, though.
Yeah, I don't like Jalen Smith saying that I wanted the experience of seeing how hectic a fast food restaurant was. I can't trust him, thus I can't trust the Cowboys' defense on Saturday. Thus, it's a Rams win by 14. When we come back here on the DA Show, we've got your cut line of stories that did not make the cut and your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
UNCBS, you're looking.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I've got Sunday morning football divisional round weekend coming up on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific. So if you want instant reaction to Saturday's wild card games, or I should say divisional round games, before we're back on the air Monday, we've got obviously the Chiefs and the Colts starting things off on Saturday, and then Cowboys and Rams on Saturday night. I'll be reacting to those coming up on Sunday morning. So catch me on Sunday morning football, the same places you listen to and watch the DA Show, Sunday morning here on CBS Sports Radio and all other places the DA Show is seen and heard. Sifting through some of the tweets on my timeline, Brock tweets, typical East Coast hate. Jalen Smith is a stellar human being who has made an incredible comeback. Cool story, DA. Brock, I agree. He has made an amazing comeback. I'm not doubting his ability to play football. I'm not doubting his ability to have a wonderful story. I'm not doubting his ability to be a long-term linebacker in the NFL for the Cowboys and part of the solution for the Cowboys moving forward. I doubt, though, his ability to slow down the Rams because of his fast food experience. Obviously. I mean, how do you trust a guy that goes no tomatoes? Michael tweets, my first job was at BK. I believe the Jalen Smith. My favorite job ever. If it paid more, I'd still be there. Wow. Huh.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
We should get BK on the horn, see if they want to sponsor this segment. Maybe employ Robbie now that he's banished from the show.
Robbie delivers the Burger King in here.
Or Robbie working a drive-thru. I would feel like Robbie, huge, would definitely cheer up some people driving through the drive-thru.
How about that?
That's a deterrent as a company.
Why?
If you drive up and you get your food given to you by Robbie and you see what Robbie looks like, you immediately go, oh, no, I can't be eating this. It's okay to let it out. It's the truth.
Puffiness with sodium.
Lewis in Palmdale tweets, I told you all that huge freeze was good for the show. Look at what's happening now. All he is dust in the wind.
Little out of touch, little insane.
Bo tweets, Mraz is only friends with Robbie now because he no longer sees him as a threat to take his place as the funny, sorry to say, fat guy on air.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? You're now friends with Robbie because he's no longer a threat?
No, he was never a threat. That's the biggest problem. A threat to what? I've built a hierarchy here.
Alex tweets, stop it, Mraz. Don't contradict yourself, piggy. You either love or hate Robbie. Just admit it, Mraz. You have an obsession with Robbie.
Viva, viva Las Vegas!
Lonnie tweets, wow, DA. Mraz's statement to the PGP about Big Freeze. Hashtag mind blown. Hashtag jaw drop.
I am the adult contemporary Huge Freeze.
I love calling Huge Freeze Big Freeze. Rob tweets, wait, what the hell just happened? Mraz has me so confused with his comments about Robbie.
Whatever happened to predictability?
USAYT tweets, as long as Huge doesn't sing on the air anymore, I have no problem with it. We would change the station to the office every time that hack would sing. Hashtag Happy New Year, DA Show.
Me up so I can stand on mountains.
I love the idea of an entire office running to the radio dial to turn it down every time that Huge Freeze takes the mic to sing.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Dixie Landan tweets, I hated Robbie with the absolute best of them. That being said, I don't hate him either anymore. I kind of miss the big fella.
Anything but mine.
Myron tweets, D.A. Freeze needs to be back on the show after hearing this. D.A. Freeze is a winner.
Robbie.
Alex tweets, admit it, D.A., you have an obsession with Huge Freeze. It's not Huge, it's Hugh who was the coach of the Browns. You said Huge Jackson. Huge is the coach of the Singing Lovebirds. Confess it, D.A., you have an obsession with Robbie Rosenhaus, known as Huge Freeze. It's okay, though. America, too, loves Huge.
And
it's not really an obsession. It's more of a professional respect. I know what it takes to build a winning radio show. I've been doing this for 15 damn years. I started at the bottom. Now I'm here. My first job was for $10 an hour, hosting pre- and post-game radio shows of a minor league arena football team in Fort Myers, Florida. And now I'm here. You think I know a little bit about something about building the winning formula for a sports radio talk show? Yes. It means spending an inordinate amount of time discussing the orders of BK from linebackers in playoff games. I know what I'm talking about. And I knew that Robbie had something. I knew it, and I just wanted to put it on display, and it took the Battle of the Bulge for everybody to buy in. Okay, fine, at least this means he'll be gone afterwards, and I knew at least it gave me 17 weeks to try to squeeze the genius out of that big belly of his. And I thought that he could obviously hang with Mraz in football picks. I mean, come on. And the problem was it went and blew up in my face. Because everybody witnessed the genius of Robbie, and he stunk at picks.
Kill him with the no, 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 no.
And so it's a lose-lose because now we knew what we had and he was terrible. And let me tell you this. How did I set it up as well, everybody? I said there was going to be a 5-episode arc of PTI, Pardon the Indigestion, where he would battle Mraz in sports and food takes. And now, could you imagine if we had that starting Super Bowl week? Could you imagine 5 episodes of Pardon the Indigestion? Wouldn't you love to hear Robbie and Mraz fight over sports and food? Of course! Poof. It all went away. And now everyone's going, well, you can bring back Robbie. Well, you know what? Bend the rules. Ah, there's a loophole. There's not. I said to be a lifetime ban, it's a lifetime ban. I've got to stick with this. That was the rules. I can't break them. But the problem is that everybody saw what I saw. And now even Mraz has come along and said that he respects him, that he's going to be a friend for life. He no longer hates him. And Mraz, the smoking gun, says, Robbie moved the needle. That when Mraz was out and Robbie was doing the segments with me, they were must-listen-to segments. Mraz got up and to the radio to listen to Robbie's segments because the quote, moves the dial. And now what? He's gone forever. He's dead. Get him out. And now we're left with just a huge 350-pound, 6'4", Golden Gopher void.
410-pound.
He emailed me. He said he's between 3 and 350. I said 350. You said 4. He said he's between 3 and 350.
If I emailed you and told you I got the highest grade possible in the SATs, you'd have to just take me at my word. Come on.
Donkashane, D.A. Donkashane.
Does this feed perfectly into the epic fail today?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
This is 2 straight days with the memory I grieved over the memory.
That's right, that's right. Iron Eagle joined us here on the show, and I was out to expose Iron on social media.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
I figured you were either that or Chase Stacks, who claims himself to be a rapper, or Scurvius. I figured maybe Iron Eagle might be Scurvius on Twitter.
Yes. It has to come out this way, DA. I never thought it would happen like this, but yes, I am Scurvius.
I knew it! I knew it! At Scurvius! Has your call coming up? The Patriots.
How about this, DA? There's one for you. So my son Noah, who you know, Syracuse young man, a senior, went into SiriusXM to do a show. He does a show every Monday on college sports, and he happened to be in the New York area, so he goes in to do it. And Eric Spitz, who we both know very well, is now over at SiriusXM. He's bringing him around. He's going to bring him to the studio, and he sees Mad Dog Russo, and he goes up to Chris. He says, "Hey, Chris, look who I've got here." He says, "Is that your son?"
"Say that to me."
He said, "No, not my son. Try again." He says, "Is that Damon Amendola's son?"
"Say it to somebody."
Noah is 21 years old. Well, I don't know if Chris can't do the math in his head.
Put that shit on!
But somehow he took two swings at this thing.
Say that to anybody!
And he whiffed on both. So just so you know, unless maybe there's something I need to know.
Yes, Ian, you're Scurvius, but I'm actually the father of Noah Eagle.
My baby daddy.
Is that Damon Amendola's son?
True story!
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Godzilla Flame Wolf tweets, DA, you are mispronouncing the Super Bowl. Mraz has taught us that this year should be Super Bowl L and 3 sticks. 3 stripes, actually. 3 stripes. I can't wait for tomorrow. We will go wall to wall with the four NFL divisional playoff games. Last week, lot of road winners. Last week, three of the four road winners. Could we have another upset-driven road warrior weekend? We'll discuss tomorrow the best chances at upsets, the best road teams going in. We talked a lot today about the Chargers and Patriots. We'll continue down that road as well with that game because the Chargers have not lost when they've gone on a flight, when they've been on the road this year. They have not lost. Playing at home has been a different story. Driving across town to play the Rams, different story. But on a flight, they good. Can they do it again in Foxborough coming up on Sunday? Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer of the DA Show. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Great job today. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com on the simulcast. And thanks to Andrew Bogus on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. Watch the newest episode of Nomad today. The Mothership Disconnects.
I am Scurvius.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.